Harper Audio presents Run by Ann Patchett, performed by Peter Francis James. Copyright 2007 by Ann Patchett. Production copyright 2007 by HarperCollins Publishers. Excerpt of I Have a Dream, reprinted by arrangement with the heirs to the estate of Martin Luther King, Jr., care of Writer's House as agent for the proprietor, New York, New York. Copyright 1963, Martin Luther King, Jr., copyright renewed 1991, Coretta Scott King. Excerpt of mass meeting at Holt Street Church in Montgomery, Alabama. There comes a time when people get tired. Reprinted by arrangement with the heirs to the estate of Martin Luther King, Jr., care of Writer's House, as agent for the proprietor, New York, New York. Copyright 1969, the estate of Martin Luther King, Jr., copyright renewed 1997, Coretta Scott King. Chapter 1. Bernadette had been dead 2 weeks when her sisters showed up in Doyle's living room asking for the statue back. They had no legal claim to it, of course. She never would have thought of leaving it to them, but the statue had been in their family for 4 generations, passing down a maternal line from mother to daughter, and it was their intention to hold with tradition. Bernadette had no daughters. In every generation, there had been an uncomfortable moment when the mother had to choose between her children, as there was only one statue, and these Irish Catholic families were large. The rule in the past had always been to give it to the girl who most resembled the statue, and among Bernadette and her siblings, not that the boys ever had a chance, Bernadette was the clear winner. Iron rust hair, dark blue eyes, a long, narrow nose.